As I told you, Carlos Alcaraz has just taken out the Indian Wells Masters. Brett Phillips is there. He's defeated Daniil Medvedev in straight sets. How impressive was it, BP?
Oh, look, it was absolutely superb. Matty, we expected a much tighter contest, considering that, you know, Daniil had won, 19 matches on the stretch, even though, you know, this has been a tournament where it hasn't all gone to plan for him. He rolled his ankle. He's not a fan of the slower hard courts here in Indian Wells, but he fought through some matches and, you know, certainly earned his spot. He was in some great form, but, you know, Carlos Alcaraz at such a young age has made a lot of more senior members of the ATP playing group look a little silly on any given day, Matt, which is why you just get so excited about this young man who's just really at the beginning of his career but has achieved so much. And right now, he is back as the world number one player, and we just want to see he and Djokovic go head-to-head and have a few tussles before the Joker wraps up his career. And that'll be fascinating to watch when those two can play a bit more often against each other.
Yeah, and I've seen a lot of comments around that, Brett, as you would have gathered from being there. But, you know, this is what happens when Novak's not part of it, part of this tournament and all that kind of stuff. But Carlos Alcaraz can only beat those who are in front of him, and he's demolished Daniil Medvedev. What about the women's singles? So Elena Rybakina takes care of Sabalenka.
Yeah, look, a tremendous performance. Arena, unfortunately, as she said in press, you know, sometimes, a bit like in life, Matt, our old habits can creep back. As much as we try and be better every day of our life and improve certain aspects, and Arena, obviously, 12 months ago had the serving yips, and they came back to the fore today. I mean, she had 10 double faults in that opening set.
Ooh.
And she went to the chair just pretty flat, really, really flat. And then it got a little windy, as it can do here in the desert, and you're a set down, you're not feeling that confident about your serve, and then Rybakina, the way she strikes the ball, we saw it in that Australian Open final, we saw what she did to the world number one Iga Swiatek in the semis. It is just beautiful. It's pure off the strings. And yeah, she had no answers, Arena, today. And Rybakina is at a career-high 7 in the world now. I've got no doubt, she's quietly spoken, but she's an assassin on court. And she's going to do some great things in the sport. You know, Wimbledon champion, Australian Open runner-up, Indian Wells, the most coveted trophy outside of the four majors. And we're going to be seeing a lot more of her over the next 5 to 10 years.
What have you got for us on the first serve tonight?
Yeah, well, good news from an Australian perspective is that we had, you know, an Aussie winner yesterday in Matty Ebden, of course, taking out the doubles. So, yeah, which is great, you know, Wimbledon champ last year. Now he's a Masters 1000 champion. So, yeah, really good chat with Matty. And we'll catch up with Mark Polmans, Priscilla Hahn. And I don't know whether you've ever come across Donna Kelso, Matt, who is the WTA supervisor from your neck of the woods there in Sydney. She's been on tour for 25 years. She's always the person who escorts the players from the locker room down to the court, and she's always got a smile on her face. Great chat with Donna about her role behind the scenes. So, yeah, a lot to pack into 2 hours tonight, but looking forward to it. Not looking forward to the time I'm doing the show, which is 2 a.m. California time, but I will have a nice little dinner tonight, a little nap, and be cherry ripe, ready to go.
Come on, mate. Just go the distance. Don't worry about the nap. Just keep on going. Now, before I let you go, on Matty Ebden, Rohan Bopanna, he's into his 40s now, isn't he?
It is phenomenal.
Yeah.
43 years of age, Rohan. So this is a great partnership. I mean, they've made 3 finals this year. You've got a 43-year-old and a 35-year-old coming together. So they bring all their experience, and they could do some real damage on the tour this year. They've got great synergy on court. You know, Rowan's the biggest server, but Matt's agility, his hands, the way he reads the play, the angles he can create with his volleys. Yeah, they're fantastic at the moment. So let's hope that it's only March. I hope they've got a bit of legs and a bit of stamina in them because they could win a few trophies this year.
Mate, stamina's the key tonight. We want you to. So our listeners are voting. Does BP just have a nana nap, or does he keep going to the first serve tonight? Good on you, mate. Have a great show.
Pleasure. Thank you, Matt.
Brett Phillips there. The first serve tonight from 8 o'clock for our SEN 1170. AM listeners, 7 o'clock for those listening on SENQ and 1620 AM on the Gold Coast. So a big show coming tonight. live from California with Brett Phillips. Good morning, Maddie, says Carmelo on the text. What happens with the fine money, as in the fines that are paid by the NRL players? Does it go to drinks for the people in the NRL headquarters or some kind of charity? It goes towards player well-being and education-related initiatives as part of an agreement with the Rugby League Players Association. So it goes into a big kitty, obviously, and that's where it's directed. This one from Jay from Blacktown. Fun fact for all the doomsdayers. The Parramatta Eels are on exactly the same amount of competition points as the West Tigers. Okay. Yes, we know that. 0457 736 736. We've got to find out, too, how we went in Tommy's Tribune. We'll do that after this.